Elko. Tonight's program is designed to create a genuine dialogue between our elders and youth to experience each other's stories of how it is and was to be the same age.
I'm Basswood, and I'm 15. I go to Monon High School.
Where'd you grow up?
In Ponsford.
My name's Kathy Goodwin. I was Kathy Roy. I'm 62. I'll be 63 in another month. Actually, I grew up in Minneapolis. Both my mom and dad were in boarding schools, and I had four older brothers and a sister that were born on the reservation on White Earth in Utah Wash. And anyway, they gave money to go to Denver. You were supposed to go. But the car broke down, and we grew up Southside Minneapolis. So that's about where I grew up. It's Minneapolis, but then I moved back home 42 years ago. And I had my children, raised them here, and I have five grandchildren.
So where did you go to school?
I went to a lot of schools because we moved around. But I graduated from, it was called Columbia Heights, down by the cities. Yeah, and I graduated in 1969.
Did you like school?
No, I tolerated school. But I survived it, I passed, and I went on to a little bit further. How about you? Do you like school?
Kind of, well, yeah. Except for the teachers, they just give us too much homework. And
there's gotten to be a larger Native population in Manoan, right?
Yeah.
A lot more Indian kids to go to school with.
Yeah.
That's good. So who are the most important people in your life, and can you tell me why they are?
My mother, well, my family, my two brothers, and my sister.
Yeah.
And I just love them. What were your responsibilities at home?
Number one was to try to maintain a good grade level for in school, but just to help around the house with chores. Until I was about 10 or 11 when I started having nieces and nephews. And at that point I moved, no, I think I was 13, I moved in, especially summertime, and I cared for like five of my nephews. And then I'd go back to school, and then I'd work also. So that was enough responsibility as a kid. So who are your role models, and what do you admire about them?
My role model is my dad, because he's just been through a lot, and I've seen it when it happened, and his mistakes, what he did, and I learned from what he did, and what I wasn't supposed to do.
Gosh, good for you. That's really good.
What was your family like?
My family. I am probably the youngest out of about close to 70 first cousins. On my mom's side, there was a large family. Back then, they all had anywhere between 6 and 9 kids each. So that got to be pretty big. In my own personal family, I had an older sister, 4 older brothers. I liked it. My mom and dad, they always worked, you know. Well, my mom didn't work. She stayed at home back then. And that was the early 50s. So it was a whole different time there. Until we got older. And then she found jobs. But it was usually working with Native women that come down from the rest, you know, move down, try to help them work through the county social type work situation. And there was a lot of experiences doing that. And I used to go with her a lot of times too, when she was working with other families, you know. But it was nice. It was nice. But having four brothers, you kind of wind up, and they were all boxers. Yeah. Yep. And one was a champion, heavyweight, Indian champion, heavyweight, national, you know. And today he's home too, and he's a coach for Utah Wash, you know, for boxers. And my other brother that passed, he was a coach also. Yeah, and he changed, I don't think you'll even, these guys are probably way over here. I don't know, but they were the Sargent boys. And they were really good. Really good boxers, these guys. And so I kind of grew up in that kind of a family. All four of them were boxers, you know. And one was a wrestler. And so that was kind of how that was. But I always went to the fights down the cities, found my way over to wherever they're fighting at. What is your high school like, Manoman?
The sports are really good. We got football state championship.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And basketball was pretty good this year.
I'm so glad to hear that, yeah. So do they have any, the Indians football team, they have a lot of tribal members, huh? A lot of actual Indians on that team, don't they?
Some.
That's good.
Yeah.
When my kids went to Manoman, it was probably half the population size of what it is now of Native students. And it was harder for them back then, so I'm really happy to hear things are coming around. Can I ask you something else? Do you have, like, an Indian program after school, like teen, just Native programs, Native group, you know, where you get together or anything like that?
Yeah, well, Ojibwe class.
Okay. But do you have, like, a group that just meets and does things together at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering, they used to have one, you know, and used to do things together.
All natives, just mm-hmm. like...
How do you get to school?
Take a bus.
Oh.
Get up in the morning, and then around 7:30, and then wait for the bus.
How far out of Manoman do you live?
A couple blocks away.
A couple blocks
school.
Away? Or... I see that bus pulling in at like 7 o'clock in the village to pick up kids. So do you have a good relationship with your teachers?
Some teachers. Like some of them just don't like me.
Yeah. No, I believe you. It's kind of a hard adjustment too. And I think you guys come a long way because I see more of our kids participating. There was times where our kids didn't feel welcome to
do
participate,
things.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when I went to that Indian group, you know, I said, you know, can I ask you guys, what do you feel about having them use the Indians? You know, and they all kind of, the majority. I said, do you want to let your teachers know? Oh, we can't do that. I said, well, how about if we type up a petition and try to explain to them, you know? That they shouldn't be using an Indian logo, you know?
Yeah.
I had at least 87% of all Native kids sign that. They found it offensive back then. I turned it in and everything went a little crazy. And at that time we had just opened up at the complex, beautiful swimming pool. You know, Olympians.
Yeah.
Size swimming pool. So I went to their coach and I said, you know, I come in, I look around, you know, and I see all these kids waiting to swim. I said, let's get a bus. Let's take all the kids over to Neetawash and use that. He laughed in my face. I ain't send my kids out there. And I said, hey, we send our kids in here for generations. Oh no, they didn't know that. They still had to wait and didn't have turns. But you know, that's why it's nice talking to you, because I can see, you know, you're feeling better about that, the school and things are coming around. So that's a good thing.
When you were my age, did you ever get in trouble in school?
No. The school that I graduated there when I was your age, I didn't really, my brother worked nights, him and his wife, and they had five sons. So I'd hop a bus and go over there. Lived over Northside Projects over that way. And I'd take care of the kids in the morning. I'd hop a bus, go all the way back, you know. So my hands were pretty full with just helping out with childcare for them. There was only 4 natives in that school out of 400 in that class. Yep. That was weird because he'd call, if there's any Indians in this in school, come down to the principal's office. I'm going, oh man, we have to get out of that. Because it, you could have, they applied for like impact aid monies or whatever to for the, so they got monies for natives going to school. Well, they still do. They still get. What's your relationships like with your friends?
They're good. Like some of my friends. Like close, really close friends come over all the time and just watch movies.
Hang out, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, do you ever get in trouble at school? I see that question.
Sometimes. For tardies and not doing my homework.
So what happens when your parents get upset with you?
My mom, she just, we have a sit down and talk about it, and then just try to like find a way to help, not to do it next time, but help the situation or solution. Or yeah.
So what do you do to have fun?
I do play video games.
Oh.
And go outside in the summer. When you were my age, what did you do for fun?
I like going to the parks. A bunch of us go to the parks. And they had beaches back then, you know. So I like swimming. I like outdoor sports. I love playing ball, softball, or baseball. But back then, when your age, you know, usually around the lakes, you know, I'm talking like Calhoun. And all the lakes are connected down by the cities, you know. I always thought that was kind of strange because there's always like a beach. It was just mainly blacks. And there was like Indian beaches, you know, over in Cedar. And then there was, you know, it was different groups back then. And same with our communities. You know, when we lived south side, it was mostly all Indian community back then, off Franklin. And so it was different, really different then.
When you were my age, what happened when your parents got upset with you?
They usually just tease you. It was a different way back then. Yeah. They wouldn't really shame you, but just kind of tease you, you know. And there wasn't really any type of physical type of punishment or anything like that. But you get the message. So how do you keep from getting bored? Can you tell me a story about it?
Well, when I'm bored, I usually like paint my nails, or like, if I see something, take a shower, or listen to music now and then, or I help my mom if she needs anything, help around the house.
What kind of music do you like?
Like the type? Like, rap.
Rap?
Yeah. What kind of music do you like?
Hey, I like the 60s and the 70s. I like the oldies, but, you know, I was lucky in my day. I got to go and see a lot of bands. You probably never heard of them, but to me, it was time of my life, you know. I liked going to concerts. I liked to go see, I don't think you ever heard of them, but, you know, I was like about 2 feet away from Janis Joplin or a lot of blues, you know. There was a lot of good music that I enjoyed. You know, I got to see The Who and The Animals, and I know you never probably heard any of them, but, you know, I got to go to a lot of that. I did a lot of that because I really enjoyed it.
I've never been to a concert.
Oh, you're going to have to get into that. And then when I was going to, it was called Metropolitan Community Council, and across the park, you know, was the Guthrie Theater. And, you know, I never got to see a play or nothing, but I, for a dollar, you can go to matinees. So there's a pretty good-sized Indian population. I said, come on, you guys, let's go see, check out a play, you know? Are you kidding me? I'm going to go see a play. And I don't care. I go by myself, man. I just loved it. I said, for a buck, I can see a full play, you know? So I enjoyed that, you know? And that was, I was in this program, and after I graduated, it was called Indian New Careers. You know, I loved it because it was for advocacy. And So then I got to work in legal rights, right on Franklin Avenue there, and then go into the prisons and work with some of our people there. And I got to work in the welfare system, and I was only like 18, 19 years old at the time, you know. So I jumped right in doing that. And then it kind of progressed, and I got involved in the movement and different marches and things like that, you know. But that's the direction I kind of took. But I love going to those concerts. That was so fun.
When you were my age, what was your favorite memory?
I think it was my family. You know, I just loved being all my nieces and nephews and playing and terrorizing them and loading them up and taking them somewhere to go swimming for the day or just being with them. It was great. So what are your favorite memories?
Being with one of my best friends. She moved.
Oh, that's a loss, huh?
Yeah.
So do you get to stay in contact, I suppose, with Facebook and texting?
Yeah, texting.
What are your fears?
Dogs.
Dogs?
Like, mean dogs and like insects.
I don't blame you. Bugs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spiders.
Oh.
And scare heights, like going on the fair rides. Just don't like going on them.
Really?
Yeah. I like Valley Fair, and my sister would want me to go on like the Power Tower, and I'm just like, no, go ask a stranger. Go ride a G on that.
I can understand that, though.
When you were my age, who were your role models, and why did you admire them? Tell me about them.
And you're 15, huh?
14.
You're 14. Yes, when I was 14, who were my role models? That's really a good question. I really wasn't into school. I did what I had to do. I didn't really have any role models there. I think mainly it was my mother. She was a strong old lady in her strength, you know.
Yeah.
Good woman. I think she was the biggest, yeah. It was my folks. They were hardworking people. But then you got to consider what they came out of, you know. Came out of boarding school and they came out of the Depression. So that changed a lot of people just on survival right there, you know. So on the side, they talk about music, powwows, racing, sugar bush, and the different type of traditions. Is there anything that you like to be involved in?
Powwows. I go dance in the Grand Trees and Princess Try go for.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's really good. What type do you dance? Do you dance jingle or traditional, or do you have fancy shawl?
Fancy shawl.
Yeah. Good for you.
I want to do jingle, but I'm going to make one.
I'd really like to see that around. I know they had it for boys and girls for a little bit on regalia making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I made mine. Mine's like pink with a bear on the back of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah, it is. You like powwows?
Oh, I love powwows.
Going to them and...
Well, actually, I was lucky enough to serve on the big powwow committee for about 3 years. So I had some great mentors. I had Dennis and Hisgun and Mickey Hodges and some of the... Not only the MCs, but the arena directors. And so I learned a lot on that. And so what I did there is I brought it back, and our little community council in Utahwash is a powwow committee, you know.
Yeah.
And so we all, every year, you know, we keep trying to keep it going. And we have involved the school, and we have parade. We have a memorial walk. We have a feast, and then we have a two-day powwow. And that's a lot of work, because you really have to hustle up bucks to put that on. We have to try to raise like $32,000 a year. And that's really tough. But I just can't, I could never quit on that. We're all just volunteers, you know, but I love powwow. I've always loved powwow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my kids dance, and my grandson and granddaughters would dance. And you ever get down to Shakopee? That's it. Those big time powwows, you know. Yeah, they've placed down there, and they've danced at the big powwow in Albuquerque. That's end of April every year. There's like 3,000 and some registered dancers. They call it the pit. And what you do, you're sitting in this giant thing, and the steps go up forever, but through all these steps, all the way around, all these dancers are coming through. So they got to dance here, and that is something to see. I said, I've never seen so many Indians together at one time, but yeah.
Having a good time.
Oh, that's a great time. But yeah, I've been involved with that for a long time, and I sit on the elder board, and I sit on Anishinaabe Legal Service, and I sit on different boards throughout the reservation, and I think that's one of my biggest joys is just to volunteer and work for people, you know. I haven't been employed for about 7 years, and I'm still trying to survive that way, but to me, that's what kind of keeps me going, you know, because I feel good about it. You know, when you see things change a little bit, you know. But I was always, you know, believed that way since I was young. So I'm happy. But I'm going to be really happy if we ever get spring, you.
Yeah. Look sunny inside.
I'm tired of this. What a mess.
It's melting, kind of. Going away a little bit.
Oh, you should see the road coming in from Waitawash into Monome. It was horrible. But it'll get better. It's all going to get better in a month or two. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Have you ever had a chance to do like any racing, sugar bush, anything like that on the res?
Yeah, when I was in High Point School, we'd go on field trips for racing and sugar bush, you know, somewhere, I can't remember. And then we'd just go get some, the sugar tap or maple sap. We'd learn how to cook it and...
Did you ever make candy? Oh my God, that's all. That is really good stuff. Takes a long time, though. You gotta cook and cook and cook. We have to cook so much down anyway, you know.
You do any racing in sugar bush?
Oh, not at this age. Not anymore, but I do like enjoy cooking. Oh my gosh, I think I had 2 5-gallon jugs of syrup.
Yeah.
And I still had, and I had a memorial. I lost a nephew. Well, I lost quite a few people, but I was raising him. In fact, they retired his number from the football team at the school, you know. So I was going to his memorial, so I cooked and cooked and cooked, making candy. You know, because when you cook it down, it takes a lot, but... No, I enjoy cooking it. I enjoy cooking a lot. Hey, have you ever been able to go hunt? Like deer hunt? Go fishing?
No, fishing. Ice fishing, Jared.
Oh, you like ice fishing?
Yeah.
Give me that summertime fishing, me.
I don't like touching the fish.
Well, oh.
Just the smell.
Kind of grosses you out, eh?
Yeah. When you were my age, how was it like dating?
Oh my goodness, how was it like dating? Well, it was fun. That's all I can say. You just meet somebody and if you hear it off. I think basically looking for more friends, you know.
What would you guys just do?
Well, I'd just hang out. We'd just, you know.
Go to a park and...
Yeah, a show, you know. There was no big dramatic type things going on back then. When I was a kid, I mean, you know, for that. How about you for dating now?
Well, just go to each other's houses, like watch a movie, and like go somewhere out to eat.
Your choices are kind of limited here in town though, huh?
Yeah. Not much to do.
I know. I got a question for you. Do you think there'd be like a good involvement, like It's such a nice for boys and girls. I really think, boy, there's a lot of kids that are involved here. You know, that's really good. But as far as boys and girls, like in the, I see so many now that are, you know, involved. Do you think it would work well, be in addition to or working with the boys and girls, to have like a drum and dance program?
Like a powwow?
Not a powwow, but learning the songs, you know, learning the different dances and what they mean, and then having like the kids help, you know, powwow. Yeah. Do you think there'd be a big involvement for that here?
Yeah, because we make regalias and outfits for the boys.
We had that at home, regalia making for a while, and even our men in the village. It was so cute, man. There they were, because to encourage our kids to dance. There was men there, man, they're sewing on that ribbon, you know. And I said, look at that, that's really, you know. But sometimes it's hard trying to raise monies, and but there was a great turnout, you know. And I said, you know, if we could keep things going, you know, I think we could really, really come ahead. And there's men in the village that have volunteered, say, hey, you know, if we can, we'll come and teach the kids songs. They're the drummers for Eagle Spirit. And then I think, you know, Dana, she thinks she helped with regalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my niece, one of my nieces, and she's willing to come out and help get started again, and all the grandmas around. Yeah. For the grandmas, we got a traditional moccasin making class going now. There's about 13 grandmas show, and there is a grandma's quilting, you know, right now. And there's a young mom's quilting, you know, because sometimes it's nice just to get together. Especially some of our grandmas. I said, I know, I feel bad because it's supposed to be the best, easiest time. And I see some grandmas, or great grandmas, I couldn't believe it. I said, you now have five of your great grandchildren you're raising. You know, more and more grandmas are, and grandpas too are coming up and helping out, you know, because. But I thought, you know, it's nice to have a day's break and just get together like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. How many kids did you guys have your own little powwow then?
Yeah, for the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh. How often do you have that? Once a year, maybe?
Yeah, every once in a while, like every year or so.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have it like, do you rotate to different communities?
Yes. Like we had one in White Earth at the
Center?
Community. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah, and one on Needle Wash. The complex.
Yeah, complex. That's good.
And they have like Princess and Brave for the kids.
Did you go for it?
No.
Jump in there this year. Get that jingle dress made and away you go, huh?
Yeah, I like jingle better. It's easier and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Funner.
And actually, those dresses are for healing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for you. Get cool for all three. Get yourself a... Well, you have yourself a fancy show, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
I just got it, like, last year, I think it was. And I don't know how to dance much, like, as good.
Keep working at it, I'm sure. You know?
Yeah, practice.
There's a lot of people out there more than happy to help our kids. So I'm glad to hear you're doing that. That's really encouraging, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want adults to know about kids your age that you haven't been able to tell them? What would you like to know, have them know?
To do, like, more programs involving kids, like doing together community stuff outside, just being together. Yeah. What advice would you give me as a kid as my age?
Well, I think the first thing I'd tell you is I think you're on the right path. Yeah. The things that you enjoy and you try to do and you're staying in school, that's my biggest worry about for our kids.
School?
Them dropping out, you know, giving up and dropping out, that really makes me worry. And, you know, because we got a high rate of that, you know. And I don't really know. I kind of wanted to talk to people more your age. What do you feel about, like, that alternative type thing where kids come in once a week, pick up their books and go?
Alternative school?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think it's, like, for people who don't have time to go to school, if they have kids or just went down the wrong path and messed up.
Yeah.
And just don't want to go to school.
We have a lot of that, huh?
Yeah, with the natives.
That's too bad. I really feel bad about that.
No.
So that's what so I'm glad to see you're in there and that you like sports. And I'm happy to hear, too, that more and more kids now are being involved, you know, with the sports in school. That's really great. That kind of helps keep them in and keep them motivated, I think.
Keep them together.
Yeah.
Cheer on.
Yeah, because there is a team spirit. Boy, when those games are going on, everybody comes to town to support them, you know, and that's good. We need that community, you know, support like that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.